I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. U.S. Airways is back in bankruptcy court today to argue its case for survival. This marks U.S. Airways' second bankruptcy in 2 years. Company executives insist the airline is not in immediate danger of shutting down and that cutting costs to compete with discount rivals will save the company. Bob Moon joins us from Marketplace's New York Bureau. Bob, what is the outlook for U.S. Airways now that it's seeking bankruptcy protection for the second time in 2 years?
Well, the short answer is it'll be even more difficult this time around to avoid liquidating. It's a very tough market out there. No secret that these are tough times for all the legacy carriers, as they're known, the names that have long dominated the airline industry. United has been operating under bankruptcy protection for almost 2 years. Delta is struggling to stay out of bankruptcy. American was on the brink last year. Well, U.S. Airways executives say they've done a lot of things right since emerging from Chapter 11 last year, but that the low-cost carriers have turned the industry on its head, as they say, and more cost-cutting is needed. They've failed to convince union workers of that, though. Bankruptcy judges have broad authority to impose settlements with the union, so that's clearly what the company is hoping for here.
If you're holding reservations on a U.S. Airways flight, should you look for a backup or just forget it altogether and find a backup?
Well, U.S. Airways is obviously hoping that flyers will keep right on booking travel with them, and in the short term, at least, it's promising to keep flying. If you're reserving far into the future, though, some travel agents say they're booking with other carriers just to be on the safe side. But travel experts also point out that it's very unlikely you'll be stranded. There's a federal law that requires other airlines to pick up bankrupt carriers' passengers at an additional charge to passengers of no more than $25 more. And while that act is set to expire this November, historically airlines have squeezed passengers in on standby flights because really it's just good business sense with new customers. Of course, that would be a courtesy, no guarantees, and as they say, your mileage may vary. Frequent flyer tickets, they're another story. Nobody is saying for sure whether those would be honored elsewhere if U.S. Airways goes under, and it'll be up to the bankruptcy judge to decide if and how the existing frequent flyer plan might continue to operate.
Didn't the government lend U.S. Airways some money not so long ago?
Last year, the government loaned the carrier $900 million under the special program that grew out of the 9/11 attacks. U.S. Airways still owes the government $718 million. And, of course, we'll be following this developing story today in the Marketplace newsroom.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and the show is produced by American Public Media.